Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. The tarot card for today is the Ten of Swords from the Lightseers Tarot by artist Chris Ann Donnelly. And, you know, when I came to this image, all right, it speaks volumes. All those scars, all those wounds in your life that you have been trying to heal. Many of them have, but not all of them. Some of them, you know, occasionally you feel like that wound wants to break open again and remind you of all the suffering that you went through. I am really amazed this week at how the cards are following the aspects, like a little bit ahead of time, right? If you listen to yesterday's card, now today's, we're talking about an aspect that's actually occurring in 2 days on February 21st, when Mars, our planet of action and energy, will square Chiron, the wounded healer. Now, Mars is in Capricorn, and Chiron is in Aries. And if you look at what that Aries energy means to you in your life, you will know that it is very much an area that needs healing. And you've been working on it, okay? This is a long transit, you know, Chiron will be there for quite some time. And of course, you can read more about this aspect in my calendar of planetary events on my website. One of the things that the Ten of Swords represents is recovery, okay? Something you have been working on, recovering from all of those old wounds, all of those stressful situations. And we see all of the scars that are there in the image. And, you know, if you've been around for a while, you know that some scars do eventually heal over time. Others remain with you for life. So how you heal yourself is important. And everyone goes about this in different ways, okay? It's not an easy thing to do. I often, when I see this card, really feel that it's time to explore some alternatives, you know, even as in alternative methods to enhance the recovery process. I feel like there's something special going on here, okay? You know, sometimes when we see the cards, they tend to downplay it a little bit, you know, just because it's not from the major arcana doesn't mean that it isn't a significant something that's occurring. And with Chiron in Aries, Chiron really has been showing you things that need to be healed in your life, okay? And this process has been going on for a little while. And I think that this year, I see more determination with most of you to resolve these things. They don't resolve themselves overnight. We all know that. But with Mars being in such a good place in Capricorn, it is exalted. I know you're probably tired of hearing me say that already, but this only comes around every couple years, people. So use the Mars energy wisely, okay? You really can accomplish a great deal, you know, between now and March 30th. I do believe you can still follow the rules of Mercury retrograde and not let that retrograde hold you back from this healing process. You know, because this is all about, you know, those stresses. And sometimes they get you down, you know, when life hits rock bottom. You know, most of you have already been there, okay? And that's where you're in now. You're in that recovery process of being able to, you know, stand back up and have that dawn of a new day. At this point, you do not know what is coming down the road, because you've been face planted for so long, okay, that as you, you know, are picking yourself up and dusting yourself off, you know, you're only about ready to begin to explore what this year holds for you. And it holds some really wonderful things. I do want to mention again that I am not leaving Facebook. However, I have made a decision to remove this particular video from Facebook, because I have plenty of other places where you can follow me. And I always recommend everybody have a backup spot anyway. You know, the best place would be Podbean, PODBEAN. Okay, you can download that app from your app store and follow me there, or any of your favorite podcast platforms that may already come as part of your device. And then, of course, there's YouTube, Instagram, and Patreon. So plenty of ways to, you know, keep up with this video every day. But this card today feels so significant to me. When I look at that image and all those scars over all those years, and for most of you it goes back to like 2011, okay? Think about that for a little bit, all right? How did these situations that need healing come to be? Go back to, I think it was March of 2011, that Uranus entered Aries. Think about that, all right? Uranus, chaotic, disruptive, uprooting everything in life, much like the Tower card, bringing that downfall, much like the Ten of Swords. And now you have Chiron in Aries, okay? That area needs healing, and that is what you are working on. So if you just sit down, give yourself a little bit of time, and think about all of those events that occurred while Uranus was in Aries, and then think about what you're doing now while Chiron is in Aries, you will totally get what this card is about today and what is taking place in your life. It's time. It's time to stand up. It's time to heal and get ready to move forward. So I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.